Today's podcast is brought to you by the Eden Pure Air Purifier Thunderstorm. The three-pack is back. To order, go to EdenPureDeals.com and put in code Howie3. Enjoy the podcast.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
Ultimately, this is also a political problem. President Biden ran on taming the pandemic, and he prematurely declared independence from the virus back in July.
This variant is a cause for concern, not a cause for panic.
Live from the Matthews Brothers studios.
But if they get up and really aim their bullets at Tony Fauci, well, people could recognize there's a person there, so it's easy to criticize. But they're really criticizing science, because I represent science.
Do you know who I am? I don't know how to put this, but I'm kind of a big deal. People know me.
I'm very happy for you.
Unchained and unstoppable.
Hillary Clinton is... Oh, excuse me.
Had some coffee. No, I was just trying to tell us something. What is it? Trouble? Trouble where? Where's trouble? Oh.
Thank you.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
844-500-4242. Apparently, he was doing a stream, Dementia Joe, with the CEOs about the supply chain crisis. Because again, I think Omicron has already crashed and burned here, or is crashing and burning even as we speak. So they have to move on. They have to pivot, as they like to say. And so he was with the CEOs, and he was supposed to be with them at a press conference at the White House in the press room, I guess, later today. And before that, though, that's been canceled. And not only has it been canceled for today, it's been canceled for tomorrow. He's not going to have anything to say now until Wednesday. But before it was canceled, he was doing a live stream, a Zoom call type thing with them. And it ended abruptly after a very, very strange moment here. And we have the sound. Again, he's talking into a Zoom conference.
Well, yeah, he's at a table with other CEOs. Some are on Zoom, but some are physically present. I believe this is in the White House, one of the rooms in the White House, because he's been in the White House all day. But this, it's just bizarre.
Brian, he's going to moderate the rest, but I warn you, I'm going to intervene with questions with your permission. Isn't this a pretty place? Yep.
Isn't this a pretty place?
You have to see the video. It's very, very weird. He just looks up, and he's just bewildered for some reason.
I have a new studio down here, Taylor, you know. It's a very pretty place, but I'm not bewildered. I don't think, anyway. He was also bewildered at the press conference today. Today, in case you haven't been paying attention to the calendar, is November the 29th. November 29th. That means we're ways out from Christmas. About just a little under four weeks, right? 4 weeks. Cut 23.
So thank you, and God bless our troops, and I hope you all have, I'll be speaking before them, but a Merry Christmas as we approach it.
He's wishing us a Merry Christmas? It's like he said Merry Christmas, and they said, no, it's too early to say Merry Christmas. He did it, but he did it again, too, cut 34.
Thank you all so very, very much. I appreciate it. Thank you. And I'm sure I'll see you between now and Christmas, but hope you had a good Thanksgiving. Thanks.
I guess that's the same one. All right. 844-500-42.
No, that was the second time.
That was he said the same thing?
Well, the first one he said, I wish you a Merry Christmas. Second one said, I'm sure I'll see you between now and then, but Happy Thanksgiving. Hope you had a Happy Thanksgiving.
So he was basically, it sounds like he was corrected the first time that it's not Christmas yet, Mr. President. So don't say
that. Thank you. And God bless our troops And I hope you all have, I'll be speaking before them, but a Merry Christmas as we approach it.
And I hope you have a swell Memorial Day. And the 4th of July, too.
Looking forward to big savings next year.
Oh, my goodness. 844-500-4242. Yikes. Let's play a couple more of these Biden cuts. He began the press conference today a little bit after noon. Okay, afternoon. You know what I mean? So when you come out afternoon, traditionally the greeting is good afternoon, unless you're Dementia Joe. Cut one.
Good morning, folks.
Yeah, it's morning in the Central Time Zone. If it's at least the Mountain Time Zone. Good morning. Good morning, Los Angeles.
The last time the economy grew at this rate was in 1984, and Ronald Reagan was telling us it's morning in America. Well, it's getting close to afternoon here. The sun is coming out.
You can always
good morning,
tell
folks.
You always tell it's afternoon when the sun comes out, right? Okay, let's go to cut 11. We've played this one before, but it's pretty funny. Cut 11.
A fully vaccinated booster person is the most protected against COVID.
A fully vaccinated booster person.
You know what? Nobody likes you, Booster.
Cut 14.
So that we are prepared, if needed, my team is already working with officials at Pfizer and Moderna and Johnson & Johnson to develop contingency plans for vaccines or boosters if needed.
Moderna. All right. Someone says, don't give the Miranda Devine story a good leaving alone. Miranda Devine from the New York Post, her new book is out, The Laptop from Hell. We've made inquiries about whether we can get her on the show. She used to work for the Boston Herald. She was an intern when I was there. I'm aging. I'm showing how old I am. But she's really good. And this is a great book. I've been reading about it all weekend in the New York Post. Some of the stuff is pretty amazing. I didn't know. Okay, so he keeps mispronouncing the... Well, let's have him jumbling and mumbling here. Cut 17.
I promised every American that there will always be the latest vaccines available and the booster shots available to them and for free and everywhere available.
Diagram that one, smart boy. Try to diagram that sentence. You can't do it. Well, you can do it. It'd be like a kudzu vine, though. Cut 15.
I'm sparing no effort and removing all roadblocks to keep the American people safe.
He's sparing no efforts. Boy, that means a lot when you hear that from Dementia Joe. Because he's fighting Omicron. Cut 18.
The Delta variants and now the Omicron variant all emerged elsewhere in the world. So we can't let up until the world is vaccinated. We're protecting Americans by doing that.
How many times did he mispronounce Omicron?
At least four.
We've heard three, I think, so far. At least four. And how many times did Fauci mispronounce it?
Once,
okay.
It's like they're describing the plot to a really bad Transformers movie.
You know, the other thing, too, is they can't keep the dates straight. They can't. It's not just Christmas, Thanksgiving. They can't keep months straight. Cut 19.
We're in a very different place as we enter the month of December, this month, compared to where we were last September, last Christmas.
Was Christmas in September last year? Did I miss something here? All right.
Life is like the seasons. After winter comes
the spring, late fall, early, late spring, late winter, early fall, early, anyway, you know what I mean. Back in California.
See what tomorrow brings.
Isn't this a beautiful place? How about if we have some questions, Mr. President? Cut 24.
Questions. Let me call on Nancy of Bloomberg.
Nancy of Bloomberg.
Duke Henry, of Edinburgh.
Henry of Aragon. Duke of Windsor. Nancy of Bloomberg. Okay. How about South Africa, Mr. President? Does South Africa need more vaccines? Cut 26.
And we've provided significant vaccines as well to South Africa and that region. Matter of fact, South Africa doesn't need any more vaccine. They're having trouble getting it out into people's arms, and the reluctance is there.
But it's okay if they don't want to take it. But if Americans don't want to take it, they're going to be fired. But if they're coming across the border with diseases and to go on welfare and sell fentanyl, then they don't have to take it. Or if they're from South Africa, they don't have to take it that if they stay there. But if you're an American citizen and a taxpayer, you have to take it or you'll be fired. All right. 844-500-4242. We'll be back with your calls. Thanks for holding on, everybody. We'll be right back. Officer Mark says, is Moderna a friend of Mo Green? That wasn't Moderna, Officer Mark. That was Bo Derna.
Do you know who I am?
Bo Derna. She's a friend of Bo Derek's. Bo Derna. The Thunderstorm Air Purifier 3-Pack is back. This is by far their most popular offer. You'll have one for your basement, first floor, and second floor, or you can buy the 3-Pack as a Christmas gift for a family member. One user writes, very surprised at how well the small units work. Noticed a difference almost immediately. I purchased the 3-Pack, and I'm so happy I did. With the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier 3-Pack, you'll get three units for under $200 and save $200. With the 3-Pack, you can now enjoy clean air everywhere in your home or workplace. It's been over a year now that we've been talking about the Thunderstorm Air Purifier. People still ask me if it really works. Not only does it really work, it works in hours. The Eden Pure Thunderstorm is so small and light that I can hold it in my hand the way I'm doing it right now. You can hold it in your hand too. Plug it right into the wall. It's simple as can be. The best part is you don't have to replace any air filters, which of course saves you time and money.
Yeah, there's no wires, there's no cords. You don't have to rearrange furniture or anything like that. It's so small, so easy to use. And you buy one, you're going to want to get a second one. If you have two, you're going to want to get a third one as well. Not because they don't work great, because they work that well. You're going to want to put them everywhere in the house, take them to work, whether you put it in your car, use it all over the place.
The best part is you don't have to replace any air filters, which of course saves you time and money. Other air purifiers can cost up to $600 for just one unit. Go to EdenPureDeals.com, click my name, Howie, and put in code word Howie3 to save $200 for their special 3-pack. That's EdenPureDeals.com, click my name, and use code word Howie3. I'm Howie Carr.
You're listening to the Howie Carr Radio Network.
High school boys and girls are having a hop at the local soda fountain, innocent of a new and deadly menace lurking behind closed doors.
Howie Carr.
Add two delicious plant-based Super Beats Heart Chews to your morning routine for heart-healthy energy without a caffeine crash. For my listeners only, you can get up to 45% off plus free shipping at superbeats.com/Howie. This is their best offer available anywhere. That's superbeatsradio.com/Howie. Up to 45% off at superbeatsradio.com/Howie. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
What do you call the new variant? Omicron, Omnicron, Moronic, or MEV, midterm election variant?
I'm going with Ronnie Jackson, MEV, midterm election variant.
61% say MEV, 30% say moronic.
All right. But Joe Biden knows how to pronounce it. Cut 22.
Forward in the face of the Delta variant. And we move forward now in the face of the Omicron variant as well.
Actually, didn't he say, that time he said Omicron, didn't he?
We have moved forward in the face of the Delta variant. And we move forward now in the face of the Omicron variant as well.
Yeah,
I guess he did.
Another new virus. When will it end, Mr. Speaker? How many more? How many more of these variants? How many more midterm elections do we need, Mr. President? Mr. Speaker. 844-500-4242. Ernest, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Ernest.
Hello. This story with this off-duty retired police officer being killed is really made me mad. I mean, that's a travesty. If that perp, if that would have been a black perp from Black Lives Matter, oh, it would have been national news.
I don't know. The thing is, remember David Dorn, the guy, I think it was in East St. Louis, Missouri, 77 years old, retired police officer. He went to defeat during the George Floyd
looting.
He was the
old police chief. He wasn't just a police officer. He was an old police chief, wasn't he?
Oh, was he a chief? I thought he was like a captain or something, but I don't know. But his name was David Dorn. He was 77 years old, and he was defending the pawn shop of his friend. And he was just gunned down. And, I mean, he's pretty much forgotten. And I think, wasn't there a federal security officer, Ernest, who was also, a black guy? He was also from that Bay Area or San Jose area. And he was gunned down, and he was forgotten, too. The security guard, this is in San Francisco. He was defending KRON-4. He was a security guard for the TV station because you need him now. Right? The security guard died from his injury Saturday morning after being shot in an attempted armed robbery while on assignment protecting a Channel 4 crew. He left behind a wife, two children, and three grandchildren. His name was Kevin Nishida. Prior to working as a guard, he served as a police officer at the Oakland Housing Authority, Hayward Police, San Jose Police, and Colma Police Departments. They were covering a story the day before Thanksgiving about a recent robbery where 12 thieves wearing masks and hoods looted a clothing store on the 300 block of 14th Street. An assailant then attempted to steal the Channel 4's camera equipment. The armed guard, that was Nishida, Kevin Nishida, looks like Japanese from his name and his picture, was shot in the lower abdomen, Japanese-American. The reporter was not physically injured. There was also a bystander was wounded by shrapnel. He just was standing there, and he got shot. Ugh, Lord. And it is horrible. But again, where's the outrage? I mean, it's a big story locally in San Francisco, and it's being mentioned on talk radio. Chris Plant was talking about it all morning on his Washington show. But other than that, I mean, who's talking about this? Nothing to see here, folks. Move along. And I don't think it matters what the race of the fact that he was a cop and that he was defending private property against looters. That's what makes it a non-story as far as the mainstream media is concerned. This is what the San Jose Police Department wrote. It is with heavy hearts and sadness that we share the news of the passing of former officer Kevin Nishida. Badge number 3740. He served the San Jose community with pride from 2001 to 2012. He was a crime fighter, even in retirement. Ethan, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Ethan.
Hey, Howie. How you doing today?
Good.
First of all, this natural immunity is not being talked about, and this is like the one thing that's robust and long-lasting, and it will outdo the vaccines, but they're not talking about it. And, it's the stake in the heart or the daylight to a vampire. But doesn't make any money for Big Pharma. But,
Right.
The thing
and you
about
can't
the,
and you
the
can't have shutdowns either. That's the other thing. I mean, there's no upside for anybody, either the politicians or Big Pharma. You're right. So why would you want to promote something that's not good? It's like they always used to say, if you could make money off the sun, there'd be plenty of solar power. Maybe you can now, but they still haven't figured it out. I'm Howie Carr.
live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242. I always liked the Salvation Army. I thought they were on the level. You know, I actually rang the bell for them a couple times at Downtown Crossing.
I went with you once.
Yeah, that's right, you did.
Charlie Baker was there, too.
Charlie Parker filled. Yeah, he was batting behind me in the... I won't be doing it again, but the Salvation Army has now withdrawn its controversial Let's Talk About Racism guide following criticism and donor backlash over the text that asked white supporters of the charity group to deliver sincere apologies for their race. Sincere apologies for your race and past sins of the church, even though you may not have had anything to do with the past sins. And of course, you can't have anything to do with what your race is. Whatever race means, but I think they've withdrawn it. It's a little late, though. I don't think contributions are going to be up to snuff this year. Do you, Grace?
I don't think so either. And I just want to say you were a fabulous bell ringer. You really did. You brought the spirit. You brought the oomph, the joie de vivre. I don't think they'll ever have another bell ringer like you, Howie.
I always thought the Salvation Army was on the level, but you know, if you don't think anything's on the level, you'll never be disappointed.
Yeah,
this was one of the last things I ever thought, last organizations I ever thought was legit.
It's like celebrity couples, you know. At a certain point, when they break up, like when Kim and Kanye said no more, I knew I have nothing left.
Yeah,
as far as celebrities go.
But all right, the Salvation Army has withdrawn the guide, so be your own judge of whether or not you want to throw some money into the kettle this year or not when you hear the bell ringing.
You still have that bell, Howie, on your desk.
I do, don't I? That's right, I do.
Oh, Taylor has it. He's absconded with it.
It just ended up here. I don't know how it got here.
Sure, sure. Taylor's auditioning.
You can have it, Taylor. I won't be needing it again. All right. Time now for Hate Mail Monday.
It's time for Howie Carr's Hate Mail Monday. Let the hate flow through you.
Okay, this is the time when we check out our emails, our voicemails, our mash notes. People love us, me and Grace and Taylor and Jared sometimes. They love all of us because, you know, we're cool cats.
What's
we're
not
the cool
to love?
Kids. So here's some of the missives that we got this week in the holiday week.
Yes.
And by the way, as Joe Biden would say, Merry Christmas to everybody.
Yeah, if I don't see anyone until then, Merry Christmas. And I hope you all had a great Thanksgiving. By the way, Howie, Hate Mail Monday today is brought to you by Super Beats. And I'm so excited because I actually have a big full bag of Super Beats on this desk.
I left some there.
You're very generous. Add two delicious plant-based Super Beats heart chews to your morning routine for healthy heart-healthy energy without a caffeine crash. That's the great part. It's a little bit of sweetness, and you feel good afterwards, but you don't get that sugar crash. For our listeners only, you can get up to 45% off plus free shipping at superbeats.com/Howie. That's their best offer available anywhere. That's superbeatsradio.com/Howie. Up to 45% off at superbeatsradio.com/Howie. Okay, now with Hate Mail Mondays, lately we've been getting a lot of voicemails, and so we'll start off strong here. Well, actually, we'll start off with Taylor. Let's do cut three.
Howie, you may butcher the English language, but you've got nothing on Taylor. On Friday, he called Montpelier Montpelier, and he kept pronouncing the second month as February. You could tell he's from Fall River because he butchers the English language like he's Lizzie Borden.
Taylor, do you care to defend yourself?
No, none of those things are true. I was quoting a French virologist, Montpellier or something like that. It wasn't Montpellier.
What about the February?
February?
I say
February.
February.
Not February, it's February.
Actually, you might be right.
There's two R's in February.
Is there?
Yes.
I say February.
It's February.
Hmm. I say February too, actually. It's easier to say February.
But maybe Taylor's saying it right.
The English language is not supposed to be easier.
The R will be dropped, kind of like St. Valentine's Day is now just Valentine's Day.
Or Valentine's Day,
February is how you're supposed to say it. There's something obnoxious about the way you say it, though. There really is. Isn't that the way he's saying it?
So,
February.
I want to say something about fall.
I also say comfortable.
Jaisal Korea. God. Why is Jaisal Korea waiting until next month to go to prison? I've thought about this in the past. You know, like these people say, can you not send me to prison for 2 more months?
Yeah,
I think to myself, I'd just like to get started doing the time so I can get out sooner. Well, I mean, how much fun can you have knowing that you're going to go? He was supposed to go December 3rd, but now he's not going to go till January 10th. How much fun can you have in those 5 weeks?
I know. It's hanging over your head. It really is. I agree. It's like, put me out of my misery.
I'd say, Judge, I brought my toothbrush with me. Can I start my sentence this afternoon?
Yeah, let's get the ball rolling here.
That's just me, though, I guess. Jaisal wants to work through the holiday season. What kind of restaurant does his wife have, Taylor?
I don't know.
Ever go there?
No.
What do you mean you don't know?
Do you know the name of the restaurant?
No. How the hell do I know? I'm not from Fall River.
Why would I know? I'm not from Fall River either.
You know what? Yeah, it seems weird that he might have a lot of fun in this couple of weeks, Howie, but he's an interesting guy. You know, he bought a Batman watch. Who knows what he'll do?
He went to your college.
He did, and I remember because he ran for something. I don't know if he was like class president or something, and he put up a bunch of flyers, and they were everywhere, and I think it was like a caricature of his face or something. I remember him. He's not someone you forget. All right, let's do cut four, please.
Excuse me while I change the channel.
Simple, but to the point.
I'm glad, though, that he waited to change the station until he called in. So maybe we got another quarter hour out of it.
Yes, I could hear us in the background, so I don't think he changed it that quick. Let's play cut two, please.
Wow, Holly, that rap music is terrible. Don't ever play that again. It's almost as bad as that crappy lounge music that Taylor's always singing. Ugh.
Taylor's getting some heat today.
He is. Taylor's musical tastes are getting some responses here.
I like my crappy lounge music.
Well, that's obvious. We know that. I also got a lot of hate, as always. Cut five, please.
This is for the hate segment. Grace Curley, stop using and pronouncing your R's so much. It's sickening. Don't you ever listen to your own program sometime? Oh, it's terrible. And act your age. You're trying to act like you're so young. Come on. We used to listen to you. Now I can't stand it anymore.
I have one thing to say to that.
February.
What is this thing about pronouncing R's?
Well, here's an interesting anecdote, Howie. When I was a child, I actually had to go to speech therapy because I did not pronounce my R's. I would say words like pwopple and caw. And my teacher called me out one time and she said, I can't understand anything that's coming out of your mouth. So I went to speech therapy for like a full year. So my speech therapist would hear that hate mail message right now and she'd be very proud of me.
Are you triggered?
I'm not triggered. Are you?
I'm not triggered. Not the least of which in the month of February.
You can't use the word triggered anymore. Come on. You know that.
Howie.
Taylor, you're the wizard of woke.
That's true.
You tweeted out a Thanksgiving Day picture. You said happy Thanksgiving to everyone.
Yes.
And
with Charlotte.
The U.S. of Banana Republic, who hates us both, said, hope Thanksgiving reminds Howie to be thankful and report true news and not the selective mainstream media news. This guy thinks we're both like Brian Stelter. He always says we're corporate sellouts. But he never gives any examples on how we can improve.
I don't know. Maybe I don't know what the hell he's talking about. There's somebody who keeps saying, why aren't you going to report on the Maxwell trial? And you know they were doing jury selection last week. I mean there's not a lot to report during jury selection. You know?
Yeah, I got complaints like that too. I got Facebook messages asking me to really hone in on that trial. And if something interesting comes out of it, I will talk about it on the show. But
and Jussie Smollett, by the way, they're just picking the jury today. So there's not going to be much there for a few days either. You know,
he really wanted the video to come out so he could prove that he was innocent. Do you remember that?
Be careful what you wish for. There's the old saying about answered prayers, you know?
By the way, Howie, my Boston Herald column, which is up right now, if anyone wants to check it out, got some responses. This one by Mask Up says, I didn't think the commentators at Fox could be outdone for stupidity, ignorance, and rudeness. Now I'm forced to conclude that Fox took a look at the Boston Herald and said, we need some standards.
Really? This is Mask Up.
Yeah.
You know, somebody said this weekend, I thought it was a really good idea. Would it be okay, instead of a mask, if people were just allowed as an alternative to have a rabbit's foot? I think
not
it would do about
not a real rabbit's foot. I don't want the rabbits to have to pay for these nut jobs.
But they have about the same effect on your health. As a matter of fact, I would prefer a rabbit's foot.
Yeah, or like a necklace made of garlic.
Or an amulet, to use a word. Bill Maher. I hadn't heard that word for a long time, but it's a great word. I'd like to have an amulet. An amulet or a rabbit's foot.
Howie, someone on Twitter also said you're a has-been that never was, and not in reference to anything that just came to their head.
Oh, well.
And lastly, here's our last Hate Mail Monday on Monday. This is Cut 6.
Car, how many times do I have to tell you you are not funny with your stupid little interruptions? All you do is sound like a bleeding heart liberal. You know, a moron.
Rebuttal, sir?
I don't have Omicron either. Bleeding heart liberal for interrupting?
Can I just say, if we're not settled on the name yet, like if there's still some wiggle room, I like Omicron.
How about Omnicrom? I kind of like that last one that he came up with, Omnicrom.
Yeah, I was really honestly, I was struggling writing it this weekend, Howie. I had it wrong like a couple times. I corrected it, but.
How about Omnichrome? He likes the old cars, right? Chrome.
Chrome's a great word, too.
It is a good word. You know what they used to call bald guys, right?
Chrome domes,
right. Exactly. Or the other one was cue ball. So everybody on the FBI wanted list, if they were bald, they would all say nicknames. Chrome dome, cue ball, sometimes both. Cue ball, chrome dome. I used to be a chrome dome.
I know. But now look at you.
Now I'm Santa Claus.
Look at me now. I used to be a chrome dome, ringing that Salvation Army bell.
You don't have to go through life as cue ball. You don't. No, no.
All right, Howie, that's it for Hate Mail Monday, brought to you by Superbeats. I'll give out that code one more time. It's superbeatsradio.com/Howie. Up to 45% off at superbeatsradio.com/Howie. That's a really good deal on Cyber Monday, so make sure you check that out.
All right. Thank you, Grace.
Thanks, Howie.
Meals provide the perfect opportunity to bond and catch up with friends and family during the busy holiday season, but I just don't have the free hours to spend in the kitchen. Luckily, HelloFresh cuts down on the meal prep and cleanup so I can devote more energy over the holidays to the people who matter most to me. HelloFresh delivers pre-portioned ingredients and recipes right to my doorstep, so I skip the grocery trip and avoid wasting money on excess food.
We had a huge back, it's kind of a downfall, kind of backlash kind of thing. We didn't host Thanksgiving at our house this year, nor any other version of Thanksgiving with family members or friends. So we have no leftovers at home, which is a tragic story. But HelloFresh, that delivery showed up today, and we will be having some great meals throughout the week.
What do you got?
I don't know. I don't pick out the meals, and my wife didn't send me the menus, so I have no idea. But I know it's going to be good. I don't care what it is. I know if it comes in a HelloFresh box, I'm going to like it.
With prime fresh produce and 50 always changing weekly menu and market items, I get everything I need without skimping on quality, and so does Taylor. Gourmet options. Here are some possibilities for you, Taylor, like the balsamic and fig beef tenderloin. Oh, you can't go wrong with beef tenderloin. And the lobster stuffed ravioli and shrimp. Can't go wrong with that either. Allow me to get a little fancy, minus the fuss and all the dishwashing you have to do when you make a dish like that. I'm excited about hearty seasonal recipes like kale, cranberry and walnut stuffed squash, or family favorites like pecan crusted salmon or tempura battered chicken fingers. Oh, I love tempura battered. Anything. I love to indulge my sweet tooth over the holidays, too. This year, I'm craving the cherry cheesecake swirl bars, ginger spiced cake truffles, and more seasonal goodies from HelloFresh. Plus, grab-and-go breakfast, quick bites, and add-ons keep the family from getting peckish any time of the day. Go to HelloFresh.com/Howie14 and use code Howie14 for 14 free meals plus 3 free gifts. That's code Howie14 at HelloFresh.com/Howie14. I'm Howie Carr.
Join in on the conversation. Call Howie at 844-500-4242. Just don't make us use the dump button.
Don't you cuss on this here radio.
I apologize to all the friendly folk who are listening.
The Howie Carr Show will be right back.
I could still teach you a few, kid. You're just a tin-horn thug, and you always will be. You haven't got the guts to be anything else.
The Howie Carr Show.
Hey, Howie. First thing, Monday morning. Ding, 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 ding. Yeah, weena.
Okay. Now, so, isn't the lesson of Omicron, 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 that if you, even if you're vaccinated, there's going to be a new variant and you're going to have to start wearing masks again? Right, Joe? Isn't that right, Joe? Cut 33?
In terms of, what was the second part of the question?
Are lockdowns off the table?
Yes, for now, yes. Well, because we're able to, if people are vaccinated and wear their masks, there's no need for the lockdown.
But apparently, vaccines, getting a vaccine and wearing a mask has not stopped this. There are more people dying now than there were a year ago, Joe. And you said that if 220,000 people died, you didn't deserve to remain president of the United States. And now you've killed, or if Trump gets the blame for it, then you get the blame for the 360,000 that are dead on your watch.
I don't know about you, but I view a mask mandate as a lockdown.
It's close to it. Yeah, it's close to it. Apparently there's in Santa Cruz, you're being told to wear a mask indoors, Santa Cruz, California. Can you believe that? If you're by yourself, this isn't like the place on Nantucket where they have a mask mandate in a public area. You're supposed to wear a mask if there's somebody from outside your family. It's like back to the worst of the panic last year. And it was a panic. It wasn't a pandemic. It was a panic. Okay. 844-500-4242. Cut 9.
And now we're seeing deaths from Delta come down. We'll fight the, and look, we're going to fight and beat this new variant as well.
David, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, David.
You know, Howie, there's an old proverb, you reap what you sow, and it was just for farmers, But now, tragically, the sowing is the wokeness, and the reaping is like people dying at that parade. I mean, it's literally, their wokeness is killing people. It's literally killing people.
But do you think the people at the parade were that woke? The problem is the people that were woke they weren't at a Christmas parade, David. It was people who aren't woke that were at that damn parade. And now they're having trouble treating them at these hospitals in Wisconsin because everybody has resigned or been fired because they won't get the vaccine. That's another problem. I'm Howie Carr.